Their White House says that Republican governors and are shipping migrants to other states is reckless and shameful. I'll talk about that in a second. More, the Senate has delayed same-sex marriage vote until after the midterms now. And President Trump says that he could run again still, even if he's indicted. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any slowdowns. Also not going to see anything to slow you down on 29 or 90 throughout Pensacola and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, just give me a call. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is sponsored by Indeed.com. If you need a hire, you need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring solutions lets you attract candidates and even conduct virtual interviews. Learn more at Indeed.com/credit. Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. So the White House says that Republican governors who are shipping migrants to other states is reckless and shameful. It's reckless and it's shameful. You know, one thing I just thought about in the commercial break, well, I was listening to some of the audio from Governor DeSantis as well as from Charlie Crist. For most, if not all, of those migrants, it is probably the first time ever they've been in an airplane. Do you know what the thrill is to fly if you've never flown before? And if you thought that you never would be able to fly, that's pretty amazing. That does not sound shameful. Even the bus ride that Governor Abbott put people on to go to, Chicago and to other places, our buses are way nicer than any of the buses that those migrants have ever been on in their own home country. So it's like, you got to think about that aspect. But then you got to think about this aspect too. Charlie Crist coming out today and saying that Governor DeSantis sending migrants to Martha's Vineyard are disgusting, that this act is disgusting and vile. He also says, when you are this inhumane in how you treat human beings, you know, put them on an airplane for the very first time ever and sending them to Martha's Vineyard, a very nice area with people who have a lot of money who can take care of the poor and needy. That's extremely inhumane. If you're that, continue on. He goes, when you're this inhumane in how you treat human beings, you're not qualified to be governor of anything. This is somebody that's not really in control of their faculties. Okay, let's take that statement. What if I applied that exact sentence that Charlie Crist just made to when President Biden took migrants from the border and in the secret of night, flew them all around the country to places like Florida. Remember the secret flights that were happening? Biden's administration was taking people from Texas and Arizona and flying them to other places around the country without even telling the governors that I'm going to send them to your state. And he sent them to places like Florida and in other Republican areas. So think about that. Biden flew migrants in the middle of the night without telling the governors that he's going to fly them to their states. Now let's reread what Charlie Crist says. When you are this inhumane about how you treat human beings, you're not qualified to be, instead of governor, how about president of anything? This is somebody that's not really in control of his faculties. I mean, this is why I said, if you think that Democrats calling out Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis is anything other than hypocritical, you've got your head in the sand. Because it was just a few months ago that the president of the United States was doing the exact same thing. He was sending migrants by plane, by bus, to other areas to relieve the congestion at the border. That was his justification. His justification was the border is too congested. Those border towns are too congested. They can't take the number of migrants anymore. So we'll fly them to other states. Now, the thing is he did not fly them to Delaware. He did not fly them to New York. He did not fly them. Well, actually, he did fly them to New York. To be fair, he did. He flew them to New York and he put them on buses without, because there's actually charges from some Republicans that this violated transportation laws. That essentially the White House, I'm not lying. There's Republicans out there who are accusing the White House of human trafficking, of participating in human trafficking because of the way that they transported the migrants, broke New York state laws. So, but point being is the Biden administration was just doing this a few months ago. And now for the Biden administration, Charlie Crist, Governor Newsom, to accuse Republicans of doing something atrocious is nothing but hypocrisy at its finest. But you know what? It's not the first time. Remember the whole locking kids up in cages thing? The whole locking kids up in cages thing. Trump hates migrants because he's locking them up in cages. That whole thing. And the mainstream media ran with it, just like they're running with Charlie Crist and Governor Newsom and President Biden's criticism of the thing, transporting migrants around the country. They're running with it the same way as they ran with Trump put kids in cages. What they did not run with was when Biden shipped people all over the country, migrants all over the country. What they did not run with was when Obama was the one that started putting kids in cages. Hypocrisy! It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's coming up here next, Top Trending News. Stick around. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Members of Congress reaching across party lines in an annual effort to combat the drug epidemic in the U.S. Congressman David Trone, member of the Bipartisan Addiction and Mental Health Task Force, gathered with his colleagues today on Capitol Hill to promote new drug legislation.
Those under the shadows of life, we cannot afford not taking urgent and decisive action. And we're here today to prevent more families from losing their loved ones.
And Trone wants to increase resources for prevention, treatment, and recovery. It's part of Congress Goes Purple Day to recognize National Recovery Month. Well, Americans are apparently spending more money despite rising inflation. That's according to the latest retail sales report from the Commerce Department that showed sales rose by 3% in August. Experts were predicting the sales to be flat last month, and retail sales for July were revised lower from flat to a 4% drop. And Bobby, a New York Post report says Facebook has been spying on private messages and data of its American users and reporting those users that express anti-government or authority sentiments or doubted the legitimacy of the 2020 election in private messages to the Department of Justice. Their source saying it's a part of an FBI collaboration operation. Facebook employees reportedly red flag private messages that contain those sentiments, reported to federal authorities. The messages were allegedly shared with the FBI as leads to field offices around the country, which then subpoenaed the information that they'd already been given. But according to the report, the operation turned out to be somewhat of a failure, with it not really turning up any criminals, but just a lot of right-wing conservatives. Facebook denying the allegations that that they were doing it.
Yeah, I saw that as well. So There's a lot of this social media stuff that's going on of trying to uncover what and what not exactly Facebook or Twitter or any of these are doing as it pertains to bots, as it pertains to privacy and things like that. So, all right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic in the fives.
No slowdowns reported by FHP or accidents. We're looking good on I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola. Nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley, and 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, checking in clear. You do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, I do want to share a little bit about, speaking of social media, I got a little bit about Twitter and Elon Musk's buyout, like what the update on that whole situation is. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Update on the whole Elon Musk purchasing Twitter drama. So actually yesterday, backing up, Elon Musk offered to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Then he tried to back out of it because he said they weren't getting him information pertaining to how many legitimate users they have and other information. When he tried to back out of it, they sued him. So then he countersued. And so now they're going through this big lawsuit. Well, in the meantime, yesterday, shareholders of Twitter voted to go ahead and approve the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk for $44 billion. Today, he released new filings pertaining to his counter lawsuit, saying that they are also withholding information pertaining to basically just in relation to. The false accounts, as well as lack of security. He's saying that they have a lack of security for their accounts and stuff too. All right, so he came out with that today. Well, this came out last week pertaining to Twitter, which I found kind of surprising. Bob Iger, of Disney. So Disney CEO, former Disney CEO, revealed that he tried to purchase Twitter back in 2016. So former Disney CEO Bob Iger tried to buy Twitter in 2016. He revealed that he backed out of it because a substantial portion of the social media's platform users were, quote, not real. That's right. He found that a substantial number of users on Twitter were bots, were fake. So he discounted the company's value because of the bots, and as well, and decided in the end it wasn't worth purchasing, which is the same thing what Elon Musk is saying. But Elon Musk's further clarity is that they're not even telling him which ones of the are bots. That's why he's backing out.
I'm not where I'm supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me. Cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello. Last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade. And it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb. And I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can text us 850-437-1620. Appreciate you joining us. And tomorrow we'll have our weekend movie preview. Here's something weird, okay? We got Thursday night football tonight. So exciting. So exciting. It's the Chargers against the Chiefs. But there's a strange number, like a strange amount of movies that are coming out tonight and tomorrow. Like, it's odd. There's a lot of new movies that are coming out tonight and tomorrow. So we'll have our weekend movie preview tomorrow. I'll go over some of those for you. Top three stories here for you on Pensacola right now. The White House says that Republican governor shipping migrants in other states is reckless and shameful. You know, just like when they shipped migrants from the borders to places like Florida, right here in Florida, and to other states in the middle of the night. I guess that wasn't reckless or shameful, but this is. You know what's reckless and shameful? Not having a good border security policy and encouraging migrants to come here in the way that they do, in the manner that they do, but whatever. Senate is delaying same-sex marriage vote until after the midterms because Democrats are hoping to flip more seats and get enough votes to make it actual law of the land. President Trump says he could still run again even if he's indicted, which is true. Just because you're indicted doesn't mean you can't be in office, doesn't mean you can't run for office. But he's just saying this because he just knows by saying that will trigger a lot of people. It's Pet's Call right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Pensacola Blue Wahoos ended up losing to the Biloxi Shuckers again yesterday, 2-8. Now, this whole series doesn't even matter. It wouldn't even surprise me if they're not even playing their starters right now, because they're already in the league championship series. They won the first half of the season. Montgomery won the second half of the season. They're going to have and Montgomery is leading with the overall end result, but it doesn't matter as much as winning the championship series. So next week, they'll be playing Montgomery on Tuesday in the league championship series. But if you want to go check out the Blue Wahoos, it's top of the first inning right now, and it's still scoreless, and they are playing at home. The Fortinet Championship is going on the PGA Tour. Top of the leaderboard after one round is Byung-Hun An and Sung-Yong Kim, both at the top of the leaderboard, and a whole bunch of people at 5-under par, one stroke behind the leader, including Ricky Fowler. And then Major League Baseball, earlier today, the Chicago White Sox beat the Cleveland Guardians, and the Tampa Bay Rays crushed the Blue Jays 11-0. Right now, the Twins and the Royals are still scoreless in the first inning. The Miami Marlins are beating the Phillies 1-0 in the middle of the fourth. And right now on Fox, you got a couple of games options, I guess, depends on where you are. I'm not sure which one is airing here, but we got Oakland A's playing Houston Astros. That's still scoreless. And the Mets are beating the Pirates 2-0. Coming up tonight at 8 o'clock on ESPN, Game 3 of the WNBA Finals. Las Vegas Aces lead the Connecticut Sun 2-0. But bigger than that, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime Video and, by the way, on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus is doing that whole Nickelodeon version of where they got the slime after they score a touchdown and stuff like that. So apparently that's going to be on there on Thursday Night Football tonight. I just got a notice about that. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Then, oh yeah, and by the way, it's going to be the Chargers against the Chiefs. And I didn't see the Chargers play last week, but I watched the Chiefs game. And boy, they look good. They were firing on all cylinders. Like, often the first week of the season, there's a lot of mistakes, a lot of holding penalties, things like that. The Chiefs looked like they were ready for the Super Bowl. They looked smooth. It was pretty impressive. I'll give you your sports news right after traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good. No major slowdowns or accidents to report at the moment. So that's going to include nice moving traffic on I-10 and I-110. No delays on 29 or 90, as well as Davis Highway, East Olive Road, Creighton and Langley, and 98 throughout Tiger Point, Gulf Breeze, looking good, as well as 1 through the 3-mile bridge into West Pensacola, and 98 is traveling smoothly. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Sports news here for you. The Phoenix Suns have named an interim governor during Robert Salver's 1-year suspensions, the owner. Seattle Seahawks safety Jamal Adams has a torn quadricep. He's reportedly out for the 2022 season. Steelers have officially placed their outside linebacker TJ Watt. He's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks with a torn pectoral muscle on injury reserve. And LIV Golf, they were hoping to get streaming rights from Apple or Amazon Prime. They weren't able to secure either of them, at least not right now. Phil Mickelson is thinking about dropping from the lawsuit versus the PGA Tour. This is pertaining to LIV Golf suing PGA Tour. He's thinking about dropping out of that lawsuit. Roger Federer in tennis, 41 years old, is going to retire after next week's tournament. And Jordan's Last Dance jersey sold for a record $10.1 million. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Before we get to today's sign of the apocalypse, I want to share this story. There's a sitting congressman, Jamie Raskin, who's a Democrat from Maryland. I was talking about it a little bit earlier. He's a former constitutional lawyer, law professor. And because of his background, I would say he's either disingenuous, meaning he's a liar, or he is ignorant. I'm trying to figure out a word that doesn't sound like I'm insulting him, but I wanted to insult. Earlier, I called him an idiot, but that's insulting, and I don't need to be doing that. Instead, he's either truly an ignoramus, in meaning he's ignorant of the Constitution, or he's disingenuous, and he has ulterior motives and an agenda. Why do I say this? Because he was on MSNBC, and he told host Chris Hayes that the Electoral College system is vulnerable and is an accident waiting to happen, and we have to deal with it at some point in American history. This is the narrative you've been getting from Democrats for quite some time now, pretty much since Hillary Clinton lost. They've been saying the Electoral College system doesn't work. Really, even before that, if you go all the way back to George W. Bush beating Al Gore, you've been getting pushback from Democrats on the Electoral College system. The reason, in their mind, is because, you'll interview people, and they'll say, how can a majority of Americans vote for one candidate, but that candidate does not end up being president? They're like, it doesn't make any sense. Then you clearly don't understand what the point of the Electoral College system is. The whole point of the Electoral College system, and frankly, the brilliance of the foundation of the United States of America, is that we don't want the majority to rule. We don't want a simple majority to rule. When you have a simple majority ruling, that's how you oppress minorities. And the party that has said for decades that they are the party for the working class, and they're the party for the minority groups, and they're the party to stand up for those whose voice can't be heard, are now wanting to eliminate the system that best represents the voice for those that can't be heard. Because when you rule by simple majority, you eliminate the minority. And that's what they're calling for now. And they're only calling for it now because they have the simple majority. And so they're hypocrites. Because the simple majority has voted for Democrat or for leaders that they prefer, they would now like to eliminate the system that keeps basically a system that would keep them out of power, essentially. The same thing has happened here in the state of Florida. Florida has a system that was put into place when Democrats were in control that allows whichever party is in control of the governorship, which right now is Governor DeSantis, who is Republican, whichever party has the governorship, that party will be first on the ballot on statewide elections. So a Republican is like, it's not the incumbent. It doesn't matter who the incumbent is. It's just whichever party is the governor is first about. Democrats instituted that decades ago. Now that it's been consistently Republican at the top of the ballot, they want to drop it. Now, I'm not saying I agree with that one, actually. I don't agree with that one at all. In fact, my recommendation on that, by the way, just side note, is whoever the incumbent is, the incumbent should be last on the ballot. I don't care if there's 10 people on the running for that position. The incumbent should be dead last. But that's just because I want term limits. And since we won't implement term limits in different, we have it in government anyway. Moving on, I want to get back to the point of the Electoral College. The Electoral College is the best system in the history of humanity to represent minorities. Monarchies don't do it. Democracies don't do it. Even republics don't do that. The Electoral College has been the best thing to allow some sort of representation. It's still not equal, which is fine. You don't want equal representation from minority groups, but it at least allows them to have a big enough voice. For example, I would like to see the Electoral College expanded on a statewide level for like gubernatorial races and other statewide races. For example, in this upcoming race, we can pretty much assume Governor DeSantis is probably going to win Escambia County. But we don't count it as a county. It's done as a popular vote. It's done as a simple majority vote. He's probably going to win Santa Rosa County. And if we had an Electoral College-like system for statewide races, then he would get one vote for Escambia County for winning this county. He would get one vote for Santa Rosa County. But you know what also happened? Charlie Crist, who will probably win Miami-Dade County, would get Miami-Dade County would get one vote. So if there was just three counties in the race, which of course there's not, there's more counties in the state of Florida, but if there was only those three counties, Governor DeSantis would win. But people go, well, why? Why is that? That's not fair when there's almost 3 million people in Miami-Dade County and only 300,000 to 400,000 people in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. That's not fair. Well, really? You think it's more fair that more represented areas would get the minority? That's the thing. People congregate with like-minded individuals. So even though there's more people in Miami-Dade County, they don't really represent the majority of the state. There just happens to be more people who congregate in that spot. And so a electoral college-like system allows a more balanced approach to elections. It allows a minority group to have a voice, whereas simple majority snuffs out that minority voice. It's actually a brilliant system, the Electoral College. Like I said, I'd like to see it expanded to the local level and to a statewide level. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's hit today's sign of the apocalypse real quick.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, this story cracks me up. Queen Elizabeth II has bees. I didn't know they had royal bees. Maybe that's where royal jelly comes from. No, I'm just kidding. That's not where royal jelly comes from. But apparently the bees have now been informed of her death. In keeping with tradition, the royal beekeeper tells Buckingham Palace Hives that their queen has now passed on and King Charles III is their new master. That's right. First of all, I didn't even know they had like royal hives. But apparently they have Buckingham Palace hives. And now they have been informed that King Charles III is their master. At which point they immediately swarmed and flew to Spain. Just kidding. It's Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. By the way, do you know about royal jelly? How royal jelly comes about? It's actually pretty cool. So when a hive does not have a queen, which usually happens when they swarm, they'll either swarm when a queen decides to leave the current hive because it's too crowded and they need to find a bigger spot, or the hive has gotten too large and so the queen will leave and then the hive swarms. And what happens with the swarm is most of the hive will go with the queen, but some of the other hive will stay. And then they don't have a queen anymore. How do you get a queen? Well, what they do is what they normally feed all the bees, the normal mixture that they feed the bees, the baby larva, they change that larva into royal jelly. And that larva now will become a queen. And then once it becomes a queen, they just start feeding the regular stuff to all the other larva. But it's kind of an interesting little thing. All right, let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Nothing to slow you down on 9 Mile, Scenic Highway, Cervantes, or Mobile Highway. And we're checking in clear on 98.2. See something else, just give me a call. That's 850-2626. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Did you call Geek Alert? Yes. Yes, I'm a bit of a bee geek. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get a quick break. Come back here with a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, they may have finally caught up with the...
Uh-oh. Hamburglar.
The Escambia County Sheriff's Office today saying they've arrested a man for allegedly stealing more than $100,000 from a McDonald's store he was working at as a manager. 38-year-old John Smith charged with grand theft. These thefts allegedly happened from September of last year till June of this year. He's currently being held at the Escambia County Jail.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money. Wow. From a manager. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. This year's National Toy Hall of Fame finalists. Remember, they started doing this a while ago. We've been following it. I think it's pretty fascinating. Here's the finalists, and I've played with a lot of these toys when I was a kid. Bingo, Brayer Horses, Light Bright, Settlers of Catan, Masters of the Universe, Nerf Toys, the Pinata, Phase 10, Pound Puppies, Racco, the Spirograph, and the Top. Yeah, I mean, some of my favorite things I spent lots and lots of time with growing up was Masters of the Universe figures and Light Bright. In my older years, I played with Phase 10 and the Settlers of Catan. But yeah, I like those. The finalists will be announced on November 10th, or the actual winners will be announced. Those are the finalists. All right. NFL, by the way, if you saw in the preseason, some of the players has these weird like helmet caps that were on top of their helmet, looked like foam or something. They were mandated to wear them if you were offensive and defensive linemen, linebacker, and tight ends all the way through the second game of the preseason. Well, the NFL has just revealed the data from wearing those guardian caps. They call them. It reduced concussions by 50%. Wow, that is significant. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. You guys have a great night. Bye bye.